That's in the win column. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center. Online at kansasortho.com.
Jamie Ramsey is our guest. Jamie's the director down at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It has been a while.
I told Jennifer Wilson, it's just like, this is the best show of my life because, you know, that's what Brady does. You know, it's the best show of the year, whatever, you know, vernacular he likes to throw in here. But at least it's my best show of the day.
I hope so. Well, we may talk about that at the end of the time.
Don't try to change my mind.
Yes. Well, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
All right. Got a lot of things going on.
And the two things I really want to talk about today is Grow Green for nonprofits.
I've heard about that today.
We have an endowment with them, and so that is a big deal. We're also doing a big fundraiser. So we're really talking about future funding and current funding of the Senior Center, and for the purpose of serving older adults in our community. And we do that, of course, in a variety of ways. We provide social activities. The area agency provides them a meal 5 days a week. We provide them with some educational activities, some tours of the community that they wouldn't ordinarily do, but with the idea of really enriching their lives. And so that's the funding is just a way in which helps us to do that.
And funding is important, especially the giving, because, you know, there have been so many funds that have been cut back from governmental agencies on every level.
And, you know, we have been very fortunate. We get the bulk of our funds from Riley County. And so on an average year, we raise about a little over a third of our income. And so kind of depends on, you know, what that looks like. But we have very generous support, and you see it both in the Grow Green today. And so we started our endowment 4 years ago, and right now it's sitting about $56,000 with the help of Grow Green, which means that for every, let's say if you donate $30 to our endowment, that will be matched with $15. So your gift is actually $45. Last year we had 128 donors, which was the third largest number of donors.
128. Wow, that's a bunch, Jamie.
It is a bunch. And so between their donation and the match, it was $16,000 that we raised. So our endowment then is up to about $54,000.
Okay.
And the intent of that is to get it big enough so that some of that interest can then begin to go into the center's budget, either for a special project, some different needs that we might have that we can't cover. The fundraiser tomorrow is a kitchen indoor sale with the opening of
You have my attention.
Yes. You need kitchen items. We have thousands of them.
Okay. All right.
So it kind of came about because I was remodeling my kitchen, and I'm not lots of stuff I don't need, and so So I said let's just have a kitchen fund, and so it's tomorrow from 8 to 12. We don't usually do sales on Saturday, but I thought with the opening of the farmers market might be a nice time to get some traffic. So here comes all these kitchen items. Everything you can possibly think of, and some we didn't. There are appliances, wine glasses, there are sets of dishes, there's all kinds of utensils.
Are you still accepting donations for that?
At this point, probably not, because we have to. What we will do is set up today.
All right.
Cookbooks, some very new, and then some old ones.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of glassware, lots of retro stuff that is popular. Also antiques, kinds of things that you don't ordinarily see. Milk glass, if you're familiar with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Pyrex cookware, cookie sheets, just everything you can possibly imagine.
How many years you've been doing this?
This is the first time we've done exclusively kitchen. We've done indoor sales for, 20-some years.
I know you've done fabrics and all kinds of different
things. And this time we got such a good response for the kitchen because I think they thought usually it's mixed in. And now it's baking kinds of pie plates, all kinds of stuff. So I would encourage people to come down. They're price to go.
That's the best price.
It is. It is.
Maybe the second best price. But it is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. And again, it comes, and we, as you said, the fabric sale we did last month. And so those things are very important to our budget, to raise that 33% of our budget. It takes fundraisers, takes donations, it just takes everything. And so I please come down and please participate in Grow Green. You can bring your check by to the center or to the Colony Square.
Mm-hmm.
I will walk it over for you if you do the paperwork for you, whatever it requires. So would encourage you to do that. The other thing is, if you have some time today, we have a senior center chorus. And at 12:45, we have a group of, I think they're 15 to 18 folks, and they're going to be singing old-time hymnals.
Really?
Yeah. Last month, they did St. Patrick's Day songs. So this month, they wanted to do hymnals.
Do some hymns. Wow.
Yeah. So come down and hear them. They're absolutely wonderful, but they have fun.
I can imagine.
They have fun.
And that's a neat aspect that you're providing. And you talk about, engaging seniors, and giving them something. And that's one of the things, in so many people have a tough time getting to church. And, the music in churches have changed a lot over the years.
It has.
And, wow, that's a cool deal. And that's when again?
It is today at 12:45 at the center. Come down. They would love to have a good audience for them, and then just join in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is as you just come and join in, and they have a wonderful time.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
And again, if you have questions about what it is that we do at the center, if you have, let's say, an interest in our exercise programs or some programs, some of our community tours, just call at 537-4040. Ask, I'm Jamie. You can ask for Melissa. She's our program person. And we'd be more than happy to answer any questions, encourage you. Sometimes the hardest thing is that first step.
Just to
come in.
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
Well, thanks for everything you do. This is neat.
It is
neat. I really like this kitchen idea, Sarah.
I do.
I like the singing thing, too.
I don't want to bring home any of these kitchen items. I boxed up 7 boxes.
All right. Jamie Ramsey at the Riley County Senior Center, 4th and Leavenworth is where you are. And you got a big weekend.
We do.
I'm sure to be successful.
I hope so.
All right.
All righty.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And we're going to be talking about a fundraising event, Pour for a Pause, something like that. When we come back in just a couple of moments here on K-Man's In Focus.
KMAN News is brought to you by...